My guest at this time is Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul. He joined us a couple of weeks ago to explain where he stands and what he fears might happen in the fiscal cliff negotiations. He's with us now to react to the fact that much of what he predicted has played out and what he thinks ought to happen next. And, Senator, thank you very much for being with us.
Glad to be with you, Greg.
Just a couple of weeks ago, you were telling us about a meeting inside the Senate Republican Conference where folks were talking about trying to preserve as many of the current tax rates as possible, but letting tax rates on the wealthier folks expire, and so those tax rates would go up, and then consider what was done as a tax cut for most people. That is how this Plan B is being presented to some extent. So what do you make of where the process has brought us to this point?
Well, you know, I think the Republican message needs to be and should continue to be that we're for lower taxes, not raising taxes on anyone, that it's bad for the economy to raise taxes, that sometimes, and actually oftentimes, if you raise rates, even if you just raise rates on rich folks, you'll actually get less revenue. England found this out about 2 years ago. They raised rates and got less revenue. So I don't think it's going to work. I think it's bad for the economy. I think it'll slow the economy down and cause more loss of jobs. That being said, I think what's going to happen is the president is going to get his way. But when I say that it will happen, it's not that I'm happy that it's going to happen. I'm still very unhappy that taxes are going to go up. I'm only saying that the Democrats should have their fingerprints on this. This should not be a Republican plan to allow taxes to go up. It should be the Democrats that are the party of high taxes, and we should make sure that everybody in the public knows that.
So if, in fact, the House approves this Plan B and Senator Reid allows it to come to a debate and a vote on the Senate floor, at the moment you sound like you're probably leaning towards a no vote.
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, I have mixed feelings on it because the literal nature of the vote will be that we preserve tax cuts for most people. And so in all reality, I may well vote yes on it. We're stuck because, see, the way they've got us is we're trapped. The tax rates are going up if we do nothing. So if we don't act affirmatively, I would just soon protect everybody. But if I've only given the option of protecting some people, it's going to be hard for me to vote no on protecting some people. So we are in a box and we are trapped by this, and the Democrats love it because the Democrats want taxes to go up. But what I fear is being put in this box that Republicans will forget who they are, and the message that we should continue to promote is that we think raising taxes is a bad idea, and the best way to stimulate the economy is actually to leave more money in the states and with the people and in the private sector. So I'm steadfastly opposed to raising tax rates. Whether or not I will vote to preserve them on some people is sort of a different question. You can see how we're in a box. We're in a bind on this.
As you wrestle with the possibility of having to consider this Plan B legislation, Senator, President Obama has promised to veto it if, in fact, it passes. Do you think he's bluffing? And if he's not bluffing, what do you think we're going to end up seeing as the final deal here?
Well, I think it shows the president's intransigence. He's been campaigning for years now saying he wants to raise taxes on millionaires and billionaires. So now here's this opportunity where we're going to preserve tax cuts and tax rates for everybody below $1 million, which means, unfortunately, some taxes will go up. And he still says it's not enough. You know, I think he thinks since the election he can get whatever he wants. And so the only good that will come out of this is the House sends something over and they refuse to compromise on this over here. I think it really shows the president for his true colors, which are that he's the one that's unwilling to compromise.
In presenting this Plan B, Speaker Boehner has said that the tax rates are the most pressing issue here for families as well as the economy as a whole. As a result, the package focuses solely on taxes and preserving tax rates for those making less than $1 million a year. There's not a focus in there, however, of course, about entitlement reforms or spending cuts unless sequestration is allowed to proceed. So what's your reaction to those aspects of the fiscal cliff not being addressed at this point?
You know, I'm disappointed in the president. I'm disappointed in a lot of the folks up here because we're headed towards a disaster. The cliff isn't really just taxes going up. The real true cliff in this country is the debt crisis that approaches. It approaches because entitlement spending is going to consume all spending. Within a few short years, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid are going to consume all federal spending. There'll be no money left for defense, no money left for roads, no money left, period, for anything else because these programs are growing at an alarming rate. You know, the president's set to double the national debt in two terms now. That's the course he's on. He's had over $1 trillion deficit in every year so far. And it's a disaster. And the president says, oh, there's not enough time to fix entitlements. My question to him is, where have you been for the last 4 years? For the last 2 years that I've been here, I've been promoting something that would save Social Security and save Medicare through means testing and gradually letting the age go up. And the president and most of the members of his party are unwilling to even to embrace any of that.
Take us in the process from your perspective here, Senator. How much is the Senate as a whole involved in all of this? And what about Senate Republicans in helping to craft the message and the policy being advanced publicly by Speaker Boehner? What's been the level of communication and interaction here?
I would say the average senator over here has zero impact on what's going to come up for a deal. So that's another reason we're kind of in a box. We don't get to vote for anything that we want to vote for. We're going to vote for whatever big, nasty package comes over.
And
so nothing really good is going to come of this. Taxes will go up. It'll be bad for the economy, and I think will lead to more job loss. And actually, I think raising the tax rates may lead to less revenue as well. So I don't think anything good comes of this. This on top of the Obamacare taxes, on top of the Obamacare regulations, the Dodd-Frank regulations, it's a recipe for a recession. And it's a huge mistake. I really think 6 months from now, everyone will be regretting that we allowed the president to raise taxes.
Whether there finally is an agreement, Senator, or we go over the fiscal cliff, we know that there are major debates still looming on the horizon early next year. What do you see the next major fiscal fight over, whether it's raising the debt ceiling, major tax code reform, entitlements, spending issues? What do you see coming as the next big fight?
Well, you know, the debt ceiling has to keep going up because President Obama keeps running massive deficits. And so he wants a permanent increase. He wants Congress never to vote on this again. He wants to have the power of the purse and the power of borrowing. And that's clearly, to me, unconstitutional and an abdication of our duty. And that is one thing I will steadfastly oppose. I will not vote for any bill that takes away the power of borrowing money from Congress. That would be unconstitutional to give the president that power. That is something that there'll be no compromise on allowing him to take away the power to borrow.
Senator, we'll stop there. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.